I'll be wanting to
show.
be outside because I'll be retiring.
That's true.
So that'll be nice. It's a good location. It's walking distance to campus. I'm hoping I can get a really good price on the house and then we'll be able to find something else a little bit further away. I think I'll be able to drive and travel.
But if she was, you know, she was really.
Because
I
like
really
hurt,
but
he'd be there.
You know,
it is.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah, if you really hurt, you get the water turned on your house, and you can't, you don't have power in your house, whatever, you know,
on a need project.
Sure. That's a whole
lot of work with having city employees. And usually,
yeah,
it's great.
When people move into housing like that, they tend to stay for 5 years, 6 years, and then they move up and move to something else.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think you're going to see people moving once they get in because what are you going to replace it with?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true. When we thought about, because when we bought our house downtown, we were headed overseas and it was just a place to put your equity, right? We weren't planning on living there. And recently kicked out our renters and we've expanded to the basement, right? Because you just need all that space. We thought about buying something off, you know, the bench or the tree streets, but the price, I love our neighborhood. I love that it's so just tight and small lots and everybody's, but I was like, the interest rates, I mean, it's like free right now. From 20, it was like 2 or 4 or something, ridiculous. So cheap. I'm like,
they've come down then.
Yeah.
Because they were, a year ago, they were high.
I know, they were. It's just... Yeah.
We got spoiled by ridiculous low range.
We really did.
For so many years.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
Have we lost some people on the board? Or are they just not
here? No, Andrew's not, just not here.
Okay.
We have enough.
We just need 3
and
4.
What's his name? Bike Walk Guy from.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
North Park. Air Chase.
If you're looking to me,
I can't. Think of his name. I know context though. Yes, with a bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he work for Bike Walk?
No, he's just very...
Just a big fan.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. I've seen him around town all this way.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that. Yeah. No food?
Oh, I didn't get lunch till 2 today, so it'll be later.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little snack. It's nice to be fed, though.
I've eaten at this place before. This is good.
You drive across the streets.
Over here? Yeah.
Third West and Center, so a little bit.
Nice. It's a Japanese woman whose family has grown, and she's always wanted to have a restaurant. So her husband is helping her to create her dream. She's in Faye's kitchen.
Ever since Nancy left, we've been craving good Japanese food. I forget, even forgot the name of the restaurant because we just always said we're going to
Demai, the one on Center Street,
the one on Center Street that was up there.
The Demai, is that what it was?
No, no. She's been gone a couple of years now. It was just little hole in the wall.
That sounds
good. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember. Demai is still there, right?
I can't remember. I haven't.
I think it is.
Safe ones.
Fillings and emulsions. They just weren't doing well business wise.
Yeah, we were just talking about how I'm surprised it's taken somebody else as a backfill now.
I know.
Because it's set up for a restaurant already.
Yeah. They had a nice kitchen.
That might be somebody trying to get into that building.
Yeah.
Me all day. Back to back to back to back to back to back.
meetings can be absolutely just sitting over the bonfires. Best. The percentage of staff or dorms are in favor of the variance as opposed to what percentage is that in? It's very small.
So this is the first one I've seen that says yes.
Yeah, I was
kind of like 2 years that I've been doing it. You've been doing it longer than I have.
I was shocked. I was really surprised.
Nancy was drunk when she wrote the staff report, that's why.
I was like, let's do it this way.
Makes it easy, though.
Mm-hmm. We can't really talk about it, though, can we?
No, we can't.
We're not really walking.
No, because I have questions. But they're not really questions for in there.
You can still ask them.
No. Not in there.
We have 10 minutes to meet any plan. This restroom is ready. Thanks for the
That room is always cold, so you might want to wear your coat. What's going on up in your neighborhood, Lori?
Not really. I mean, we do have people that are buying houses and taking them and building new ones.
Chilly outside. You got a good job for it, though.
Yeah. Waiting to hear where BYU decides to get the medical school.
We were just talking about
that. You guys know?
Yep.
I mean,
it's cool. Either Provo High or Wasatch. We had the administration come to the department faculty meeting that they do for every department on campus every year, but ours was on Friday, and they were talking about that and saying that within the next month there should be an announcement of the location. Provo High makes a lot of sense because it's right next to the hospital.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Just walk across the campus.
So fun. I would think that's what they're gonna put.
But I wonder what they're gonna do with Wasatch.
Oh, there's always stuff they can do. Just thinking.
But they're not allowed to add routes to campus. I mean, that's a CES policy.
What?
Unless you have, so they can swap rooms out.
But they can't create new rooms?
That's kind of one of the things is that, like,
it's weird.
It is very weird, but it's.
Well, when they knock down the ASB, maybe they'll just put the ASB up.
But I thought they were going to be increasing enrollment by 10% every year or something like that.
They are.
So if they're going to increase enrollment, why aren't they increasing rooms?
I think
the medical school is going to be the exception that gets to be a new facility with new rooms.
I think they, because they're increasing enrollment, I think they're allowed to gain some space.
Right off the bat, the Provo site makes more sense because they won't have the fight. They
with
can
the neighborhorhood.
Up. They
yes.
can go up in height to what, 12? I mean, it's I know it's
got
a feet,
the
but
tower.
Like
yeah.
12 stories, about the height of the hospital.
Right. Right now, it's not zoned the same as the hospital, or if they got that same zoning, which they probably would, because it would just continue
and
to the east.
It's
then
easy walking access to the
Your neighbors would throw a fit if they wanted
but
to put 12 stories.
Those tree streets, I mean, they will absolutely build.
Yes.
The other thing that makes sense about the medical school.
My neighbors do blow at Pleasant View and Wasatch, certainly like vie for being the most obstructious.
Did I say that?
The Canyon Road can be lined to come right into the Provo site and a light right there.
I know.
I'm so happy that Wasatch is being moved, though. That it was a very obvious thing to get it off of Nightbeast and what they do with that, I'm not sure.
I was intrigued by, because, you know, I've still got these kids in the school district, and they aren't taking the pulse on what they wanted to be done. Is it Timpanogos? Is that what's here on the elementary school? On 5th?
Yeah.
Timpanogos, yes.
It'd be interesting. So one of the options was move the Provo school, the district offices there, which that would make sense. Move at the elementary school where Dixon is, so you get the kids off of that busy road.
So I'm on the
Community council.
Tell me, yeah, what did you think of that?
The moving the school off the street is just a
really.
It's not an issue today.
Okay, well then let's not do that.
There might be other reasons to move it as it's bigger. And,
is it oversubscribed? Like, do they have a lot more kids?
They cut a lot of corners when they built it.
I see.
So it was supposed to. And it's one of the biggest elementary schools too.
Mm.
They have, and there's not, they just do a good job when they built it the first time. There's no way to expand it because of how they did it
before. Provo School District does not have a good history of choosing
developers.
I mean, Provo High School or Timpanogos.
The view, one that stays there, unless it's sold.